All right, this is our next podcast. So there's been a little bit gap since between the last one and this one. I just took a little time off, but we're back on the air, and I've got lots of cool stuff to play. And I have a co-host with me to add some commentary here. This is Christine.
Hello.
So the first thing I'm going to play, this is a band called Death Sentence Panda, and they're from San Francisco. And there's some member from the band Total Shutdown in this group, and I knew about them, but I just heard their music recently, and it's pretty awesome. So this song is called I Cut You.
Come on, you're the best.
Okay, so the first thing I played in there was by Death Sentence Panda, and after that, I played something by The Scissor Girls. That's a track that, as far as I know, is just untitled. It's from some kind of live radio broadcast. And after that was Mincemeat or 10-Speed, and that's Davey, this cool one-man noise dude, and he's touring all over the United States right now. So definitely try to catch him if you can, and he's touring with some other cool noise people who I'm forgetting right at this moment. And the last thing I played was by a group called Fat Worm of Error, who I just saw pretty recently play in Brooklyn. They played a couple of shows in Brooklyn, and they're pretty awesome. And that's from their latest record. But anyway, this next thing is this guy who haven't heard from in a little while, but it seems like he's putting out a couple new records now. His performing name is Mammal. I think this is from his album called Fog Walkers. I'm not
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back. First thing I played in that block was something by Mammal, and then I played something by Athletic Automaton, that kind of big, long, epic song with something called Pantstathlon. And we've actually been talking about a band that should whip people into shape, right? Because these hipsters are in poor condition.
Yeah, I know, and they have horrible posture.
Yeah, so we're definitely want to support...
And maybe some biceps.
Yeah, biceps as well. Speaking of biceps, the next thing I played was by Andrew WK. That song's called Big Party, and that's going to be one of the bonus tracks on the release of his latest album, Close Calls with Brick Walls. It's coming out as a double LP on Load Records, which is just a totally happy and wonderful team up. And after that noise track, that was from Lou Reed, actually, from his Metal Machine music. And I actually played that because we were talking about something. You asked me, what's the first noise record? And I'm sure that someone's going to name something from, like, the 20s as the first noise record. But I think that's sort of, not only is it sort of in the modern, what we think of as harsh noise style, where it's just a big feedback loop with lots of effects, but also listening back to that, which is from 1975, I realized that if that came out on someone's, like, cassette tape label now, you would totally not second guess it. It sounds totally modern, even though it's 30 years old now.
But I asked that originally because when I was in Bilbao at the Guggenheim there, they had an exhibit of a Spanish artist, who I can't remember now. She's old or probably dead. One or the other. Maybe both.
Okay.
But they had a room where they had his compositions, and one was extremely noisy. And this was like 30s, 40s. So that's why I was asking, because I didn't know it back that far. Or if, you know, I never heard of him, I thought he'd be recognized a little bit. But nope. On Wikipedia, at least.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure he's on Wikipedia somewhere. You just have to find him. But yeah, I know that the one guy who sort of recognized as the first noise guy is a guy named Luigi Russolo, who is an Italian, but he was from way back, like the turn of the century, like the year 1900. And they built his own instruments, which he called like the grinder and the boomer and things like this, and put on noise concerts. Yeah, and then they had, at his concerts, they had like fist fights with the Dadaists. They were like futurists.
Did they have all of the elite come and sit in their finest and listen to this noise?
I think it was something like that. Supposedly at his concerts, there were like fights broke out because there were Dadaists and futurists, and they hated each other for some reason. The Dadaist would come to his concert, and he was a futurist, and they were like booing, and then the people who were playing the instruments got up and got into fist fights with the audience.
I thought Dada would be into that.
Yeah, I don't really clearly see what the division is either, but whatever. Why can't we all just get along? Anyway, so on to this next song. This is something by a group called The Need, and unfortunately I don't really know much about them, to tell you, other than they're cool, and I think they're in some kind of band now, and if you know what it's called, then you should tell me. I'd appreciate it. But this song is by The Need.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, we're back. First thing, we have a correction, or at least we listened to the next batch of music and went straight to Wikipedia and did some research and found out about this guy that Christine was mentioning, right?
Yes, he's not Spanish at all.
No, and actually, I've heard about this guy. I should know more about him, honestly. So, you know, I'll do some research and play some music by him. But his name is Ioannis Xenakis.
He had an exhibition in Bilbao at the Guggenheim there, and there was also a Spanish artist there, but that's why I got confused. But they had all of his compositions, and you could listen on headphones, and they were really great, really interesting. I mean, his story is really interesting, so it's worthwhile to look it up on Wikipedia.
Yes, which is exactly what we did, a fantastic resource. And, you know, I'll look more a little more into him so I can actually play some of his music, too, because he's earlier, I guess like in the 50s and the 60s or so, active doing what we would call noise music now. So anyway, in that block of music, after The Need, I played something by the ESP Beatles. That's from an album called With the ESP Beatles. And that's actually one of the first noise tapes that I ever found and purchased. And that track doesn't totally represent what's on that album, because it goes everywhere and has like rock music and field recordings and noise and all kinds of great stuff. But that's from this group of cool people in like the Midwest, Michigan area. Their record label is called Time Stereo, if you want to Google search it. And they do lots of cool noise bands, and they do lots of kind of cool events that are safe and friendly for kids. Like, they do a noise camp in the summer, and around Halloween time, they do a haunted tube.
Oh, nice. Just for kids?
I think it's for everyone, but friendly for kids, which I kind of like the idea of.
But the camp is just for kids?
Well, I think it's sort of like a daytime event that is open to all.
Yeah, camp for it. No, you can't.
Yeah, we'll have to apply. After that was something by Von Elmo. And he's kind of a nutty character. That's from his album called Future Language, a song called Ultraviolet Light. He was in on like the original New York no wave scene in his band Red Transistor, and then he put out that solo album sometime in the 80s, I think, and it's been reissued more recently. And after that, played Erasurada, a song called Giant Hands, and we saw them play, right?
Yes, our first trip to the infamous McCarran Pool summer concert.
Yes, they've been putting on hipster gatherings in the McCarran Park pool, which are free, so it's pretty cool, and sometimes they get some good bands, too, so it's worth heading out to, usually.
Dan Deacon also. So it looks like for Dan Deacon and Erasurada, so kind of have to go.
Yeah, we dragged ourselves out into the sun to catch both those acts.
So, so roasted, toasted hot.
Yeah, it's kind of rough here in Brooklyn these days with the heat. But anyway, on to the next thing. This is something by the group Yellow Swans. I'm not sure if they still don't call themselves D Yellow Swans, but they used to be called D Yellow Swans, and the D stood for a different thing every album.
Doom.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if there's a Doom album. This one is called Dreamed. But I think this track has some Doom involved. It sounds kind of doomy to me. Anyway, this is Yellow Swans from the Dreamed album. So I played something by the Yellow Swans, and then after that, something by a group called Les Georges Leningrad. They're a Canadian band. I imagine that they would be really, really hot stuff if they could cross the border and play down here a little bit. I don't know why they're not bigger than they are over here in the U.S. And after that was the Lake of Dracula. That's a big, like, all-star 90s no-wave Chicago band. And the next thing I'm going to play, this is by To Live and Shave in L.A. And we saw them not too long ago at the Syrup Room, right?
Yes, we did. But I just want to go back for a minute and say, who's in Lake of Dracula?
Yeah, if I try to, you know, I try not to do too much of sounding like the jazz radio dude and rattle off every band member, but it, you know, since you asked, it's got Heather from the drummer from Scissor Girls on drums, and Weasel Walter, who's from the Flying Luttenbachers, on guitar, and Marlon Magus from Couch, and Al Johnson from US Maple on vocals.
Thank you very much. Move on.
Yes, as quickly as possible. So this next thing is from To Live and Shave in L.A. We saw them at the Syrup Room, and I was very surprised because they suddenly, like, busted out and played, like, full-blown songs, like, where everyone hits the same chord at the same time with melodies and everything. You remember that?
No, I don't remember it.
Andrew W.K. was playing keyboards
with
them.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, that was a great show. Andrew W.K. was rocking that keyboard. He's falling out of his chair. The keyboard looked like it was going to fall over any minute.
Too. It's kind of interesting hearing them now because they took away a lot of the song-y elements, like the members who were playing, you know, like chords in sequence. But it still feels like the remaining members are playing exactly the same music, just without the music. So it's pretty interesting. And anyway, this is from like a live radio recording that they had on their blog, which is totally prolific, and there's all kinds of stuff that they put up there for you to download. So you should try to subscribe and listen to it. So this will explain a little bit what I was rambling about. This is To Live and Shave in LA. This is called A Twelfth Slept Too Late.
We bound up and guised the juggler an ordinary bear. To sound and then recede. Christ's fishes born self, a rebel bound and trust, then hands and howling fetched from dust. Attack the rich until they dare it out at engaging us.
Pro-life came up a lot, but we'll save that for another day.
These are my answers. Now fusion horizon. These are the urban sands.
But now I gotta try to catch a large nephew.
A 12 slap too late. A 12 slap too late.
Until the lowest point is apparent.
So that was To Live and Shave in L.A., the first thing I played there. And then after that, that was something by Red Transistor. And that's, I played earlier Von Elmo. Red Transistor is his band from the original New York no wave scene from like the 70s. Also with a guy named Rudolph Gray, who's gone on to do some kind of noisy stuff. What did you think of that?
I like Red Transistor a lot.
All right. And we're coming to the end of this podcast here. I'm going to close out with something else by the first band that I played, by Death Sentence Panda, because I just like them that much. I think they have a 10-inch record out on some label, which I now have to order myself. And this song's going to be called Exit Villager. And then maybe we'll be back, and maybe maybe next time, if you'll join me, you'll play some of your selections too.
Yes, I'd be happy to.
All right, so come back next time, and we'll hear some of Christine's favorites in addition to some of my favorites. This is Death Sentence Panda.
Right on. Bye.